It is time to check in with Michael Small. Michael Small, you often heard him as a co-host on the Monday Morning Show. He's a minister at the United Church. I want to make sure I get it right. The Community Church of Walker, United Church of Christ. Michael Small joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, I don't always have time to look at it, but I'm glad to be on your mailing list for your daily small talk email. And I was struck by one that you recently wrote about the word common. I suspect you were sitting looking out at Mule Lake and hearing the common loon, perhaps, and it made you think about that word.
It did. And I think about all of the common folks, and I try to focus on what it means to be just simply common. And I think about all the common people who enable me to live in this time of shelter in place. I think about the common people who are the heroes of this time, doctors and nurses who work at our hospitals, restaurants, and grocery stores and convenience stores, bulk deliveries, bait sellers. I think about the common people who are tirelessly working in our governments from village to nation. I think about common people who are streaming their music, poetry, words, laughter, entertainment, and worship. I think about common people who are teaching our children and grandchildren, students from a distance, bus drivers, school staff who are providing meals for children and families. All of these people are common, but in reality, I also think they're extraordinary, exceptional, wondrous, miraculous, and gifts to all of humanity. And the common people are you. It's you, Heidi, and those who listen to the radio station. We are the common people. We make a difference just by being common. And I did a search on the internet about common ode to man, and came up with the Aaron Copland Symphony. But I also discovered a poem written by Lee Goldberg, and I sent a note to him to ask permission to use it. And he was really surprised, and he said, "You have my permission. I'm amazed that anyone reads them." And I'd like to share this with you. It's a poem in praise of the unheralded. Some of us leave our mark when we illuminate the dark and make the world a richer, better place. Some of us will lessen pain or make people be born again and thus impact upon the human race. Some of us will cure disease or put our fellow men at ease by furthering the cause of world peace. Some of us will recite art that touches both the soul and the heart and helps the rage of darkened minds cease. Some of us will reach great heights, avenge the wrongs, and fight the good fights, and our effect will be both joy and calming. But most of us will live each day and one day simply fade away and at best become the objects of embalming.
It's a poem in praise of the unheralded by Lee Goldberg, and joining us this morning to think a little differently, think a little more inwardly, I think, about the people that you are connected to, even when we're at home most of the time. There are people making everything work out there for us, and I just think it's always a good reminder.
Yep. And the common people are the things that make the world turn around. And one reader responded to me and said, "Well, the word common often is used as kind of degrading, but he also raised the issue that small is also something that goes along with common. And I remember growing up that I didn't get my height until I was in college. I was really short in high school. And somebody once said to me, "Introduce yourself as Michael Large." And I realized all of a sudden that with the name Small, I think that there's a part of me that felt diminished, even though I grew to 6'2". And so common and small are the things that make the world go round.
That's right. We're going to listen to a little music now. New stuff from Galen Lee. She's one of those talented people, a poet, a musician. She's a disability rights activist. I just saw a video with her she did on Duluth Public Television. I just shared it on our Facebook page. And she said, especially during these times, folks with disabilities really need to stay vigilant, and other people need to pay attention to the folks who have disabilities during this time. But she wrote a new song. It's called Rebuild Minnesota, and we'll listen to that now. Michael, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
If you would like to sign up for the Small Talk daily email newsletter from Michael Small, you can email me. I'll forward it to him, Heidi at kaxe.org. Here's Galen Lee.